This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call us right now. Caller 97-800-400-3697 gets a pair of three-day Eager Beaver tickets for Outside Lens 2020. It's August 7th through the 9th in Golden Gate Park. Eager Beaver tickets go on sale. Is it true tomorrow? Tomorrow's the on sale date? I swear it said that yesterday in the copy. Anyway, they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at sfoutsidelens.com. Before okay. You even know. Before you even know who's playing. People are freaking for this. So call now, 800-400-3697. I see that Corey's all, Corey, Jesus, could you look more like an Eager Beaver right now? He's so excited.
He's ready to do his movie review, but first, the
but
people
first.
Must be heard.
Ah.
The same number you're calling to win stuff is the number you can text us at, 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime. We collect these through the morning, and here's where we get to read some of this stuff back to you.
All right.
Changing the story. Sarah, have you talked about the finale of The Outsider? Your thoughts?
We did talk about it a little
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I mean, the problem is that, you know, it's all spoilers.
Gave me bad dreams.
Yeah.
And I don't get those, really.
Hmm.
So that's,
you're lucky.
I was surprised that that happened. Getting married in Spain in June. Can you believe this? Crossing our fingers, but now our guests are pulling out.
I'll bet they are.
So probably going to postpone.
Oh, that's so sad. Just your dream wedding in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
I'm in Vegas listening to you guys flying home today to Oakland Airport. The airport is a ghost town.
You know, they were just showing some shots of Muni and, or maybe it was BART. And it was the train, so it was BART. And it was, there were six people. In the shot, they're like, no one's using it. And that's actually not that surprising. What you said this morning was kind of smart. Like, maybe there's more people on the roads right now because everyone's like, I'm not getting in a confined space with a bunch of strangers.
Right. I'm stressing because our daughter graduates in June, hoping things have settled down by then.
Right.
We all do. That's why that's the rush to contain this is so that we will be beyond it by summer.
That would be great.
I mean, that's the hope, but some of the experts are saying 6 months.
Jesus.
Like, expect that.
Oh, my God. Brace yourselves, everyone.
Vinny's knee-jerk rebellion is so funny. Sarah's been telling him about streaming for months, or maybe years, and he dug in. Now he's rejoicing. Listening to others can be powerful, Vinny. I understand my stance was more about the artists that I actually want to make sure are being paid for their efforts.
It was a valiant, glorious stance. You made it for a long time, and when you finally, your Alamo was finally blown up.
And here I am, quite honestly, now looking at all of these albums I've bought, which are now sitting on a hard drive, and I'm a member of the streaming community.
Eager Beaver's on sale today.
Oh, it is on sale today.
10 a.m.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 10 a.m. today. Oh, thank God you guys looked. Phew.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Vinny.
What? Yeah, Vinny.
What does that even
God!
Have to do with?
Who knows? It's a total blanket statement.
Oh, my God, Sarah. I just realized you wore a pearl necklace.
I wore a pearl necklace. You guys told me to wear a pearl necklace. I did my homework. My pearl necklace.
Thanks, John.
It's not from John. My mom gave it to me. Hot-ish.
You guys are freaking out about doing a radio show. Meanwhile, medical assistants who make $15 an hour are still showing up to work to take care of ill patients who come in with everything imaginable.
Yeah, we're not heroes. We get it.
Well, that's not even the point. So, first of all, we don't work in the medical business. So, right. That's
one.
We all make choices. You made yours. And I am glad there are people there doing that job.
Sure,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
And we're doing our part by not spreading the goddamn disease.
What we're trying to figure out is if we are sent home from this building, because let's say someone brings it in and they've got to clean the building or whatever, we want to be able to continue to do what we do.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to figure it out. We're actually not freaking out.
And we're not even guaranteed that we're going to be able to do it from home. We're honestly exploring possibilities.
Into it. And willing to invest in whatever it takes to be able to do that.
Well, don't say that out loud. I don't want the company to know that. Yeah. Let's try to get them to pay for it first.
We could try, but I mean, you know, that's
The reality is we're going to have to pay for it. But, you know, I mean, hold out hope.
I've been married for 10 years. My husband's snoring has gotten so bad, like someone screaming in your face all night. We decided separate bedrooms or divorce. 3 years, separate bedrooms, still happily married.
Yeah, well, there you go. Saved marriage by splitting up the bedroom.
My first husband and I were married 20 years and never slept in the same bed or same room the entire time. Then I remarried and my new husband wants to spoon all night. It's taken a lot of adjustment. I bet.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Was a spoon all night.
I do
that's
like
sweet.
The spoon, but you can't sleep
not all night.
That.
Oh,
yeah, that's
God.
Just not an option.
Someone's arm's going to fall asleep, and then you're asleep. They don't want to wake you up by dragging their arm out. You know, it's like a whole thing. Plus the sweat. Ugh, wake up like clammy with someone else's sweat. Ugh.
Hi, Radio Fam. I'm a longtime listener and frequent texter, and today is my birthday. Feeling pretty bummed out that no one wants to get together because of the coronavirus.
Aww.
So can I get a birthday shout out to cheer up this sad birthday girl? Love you guys. Hannah.
Hannah, happy birthday, and thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have the happiest. I hope some like weird little pleasurable thing happens to you today that you weren't expecting. Maybe there's a surprise party for you. I don't want to get your hopes up or anything, but... Oh, curse this plague.
My husband and I just got married, and we keep dying. How lucky, I think you mean saying, how lucky we are to have done it before the virus took off.
No doubt. Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. Do you think there's been Godzillas in the past or Bridezillas?
Godzillas.
Whatever.
I'm guessing gyms are feeling the heat, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, any place you don't have to go, people aren't going.
My husband shakes the walls with his snoring. Ideal because I love him so much.
Mm.
Good for you. I don't feel like anyone should have to deal.
Yeah.
To me, that's a let's change this scenario.
Right. You're great. I'm going to be in that room.
Mm-hmm. LMAO, couple leaves Paris to go to Vegas to get married. Would be hilarious if they went to the Paris hotel. So dumb, but can't stop laughing.
That would be the best. They should go to the Paris Hotel. They canceled, right? Didn't they just cancel the whole thing?
Yeah, they canceled it.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, they can't come, right? Aren't they banned?
Yeah, they're banned from entering.
No, you can't come here.
Getting married in Cabo on 5/15/20. Tensions are high. What's going to happen?
Yeah, that's 2 months out. Damn.
I'm pregnant with my first due in June, and they're canceling all my pregnancy classes. This sucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Watch A Baby Story on TLC.
That'll get you
right through it. If the first couple you watch, you're like, oh, my God, I'm horrified. By the end, you're just like, oh, this is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You guys never watched Baby Story when you were pregnant?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I watch. Oh, my God. We used to tape them on actual VCR tape.
Oh.
Actually taped them. And we'd watch them at night, like, oh, look, the baby. They'd have, like, trouble. Sometimes it was a bad baby story. But it was good. We were like prepared for it. We watched people go through and
it's gnarly.
Their plan and the whole thing.
We had some troubles and it's a gnarly thing to see everyone sort of get that look on their face like this is getting serious.
Yeah. This ain't no fun
it's
time
intense.
Anymore.
My grandma, 83, and grandpa, 94, sleep in separate beds in the same room. Been married 50 years.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful. That was so well done.
She really was trying.
So
no,
nice.
That was, he's talking about the whole intro.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
my part is like, that stuck on there because it amuses Brent.
Well, it's funny. Yeah.
But also, you know, there used to be 25 seconds of .com, which is over.
I know. Yeah, you definitely.
I appreciated that. This is a fast-acting producer, Bryn. Let's hear it for Bryn. Come on.
This is your time, but I just remembered something, and I'm curious if you could get an answer for me, as you are the Tinseltown tattler.
Yeah.
So will Big Brother still happen this summer?
Yeah, but they'll all be in separate rooms.
Yeah. So they'll be behind glass partitions. Yeah.
Or do they get tested and then thrown into the room
Big
and once
Brother,
they're all in? And...
Big Brother in bubbles.
Yeah.
You know,
big
like
bubbles.
Boy in the Big Bubbles. It'll be Big Bubbles.
What? Bubble Brothers.
I'm going to copyright that. That's
Bubble Brothers.
Idea.
Get that one too.
Bubble Brothers.
Jump on all of those URLs.
Everybody, the world is in a bubble. And everybody's bubbles are just walking around. So we're all safe. We're all fine. But everybody's got their own private bubble.
Yeah.
Well,
brought to you
fun.
By Soldier Boy.
I'm your private bubble.
Yeah.
Soldier Boy will come and soap up the outside of your...
It'll be just soapy bubbles.
I like it.
What, private bubble?
Yeah.
Thank
Very
you.
Well done.
Thanks.
Give it to me.
I'm your private bubble. I'll wash you for money.
Do what you need me to do.
Because that's what
I'm
I am.
I'm your private bubble.
Ooh.
On CBS weeknights.
Yes. Big bubble.
Welcome, everyone. This is, it's always so nice to be here, but especially after the gloom and doom segment of the COVID-19 virus. Which,
right.
You know,
The stock market is crashing. Your wedding is canceled.
Yes.
You're losing your deposit.
Your parents aren't coming out to visit you.
Right.
But you know what? I got to be honest because I'm going to review a movie called The Hunt, which is coming out this weekend after a long delay. And it's a comedy movie, and it might just be the movie that we need right now.
Really?
Oh, fantastic.
Let's just say that. So the movie's
Who needs this? Liberals or conservatives?
Everyone
needs this.
Everyone might need this movie right now. So it's a Universal film directed by a guy named Craig Zobel, who created Homestar Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone remember that? It was a
Mm-mm.
Flash animated series from like the 90s.
What's it called again?
Homestar Runner.
Nope.
It was very kind of fringy, but I
All
loved
right.
it.
So you, you know of that one.
I know of that.
Okay.
It was co-written by Damon Lindelof, who is the co-creator of Lost.
Oh.
Big writer. Did
So it had a bad ending?
Watchmen.
I like that.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's loosely based on a short story called The Most Dangerous Game, which, do you ever read that? Mm-hmm. It was a kind of classic short story that I remember reading in, like, I don't know, ninth grade.
Oh.
And it stars Betty Gilpin from GLOW, Ike Barinholtz from The Mindy Project.
Oh.
And Emma Roberts and Hilary Swank, of course, Oscar winner for Boys Don't Cry.
Right.
So this is a movie about essentially a group of people that wake up in a field and they don't know how they got there. They are bound with like ball gags.
Uh-huh.
And they discover that they are effectively being hunted by other humans.
So it starts with them awakening
it
in this
field. It starts
with
them effectively awakening in a field, not knowing what's going on.
Okay.
So that is the premise of the movie is figuring out, oh no, I'm something's going on, I'm being hunted, and then it's just an action thriller comedy?
Okay.
I mean, it's a
satire. By the way,
I
had to look it up to be sure, but Hilary Swank has won two Best Actress Awards.
Boys Don't Cry.
Oh,
Million
right.
Dollar
Baby. Million
Dollar Baby, yes.
Right.
Yes. So great, great actor. And a great cast of actors. So here's the controversy around this movie. It was originally supposed to come out in September of last year, the week that there were some high-profile mass shootings, right?
Oh,
there was one in Texas. There was one it was El Paso, I think, was the one. So they basically – and also Donald Trump said something to the effect of, you know, this movie is an example of, you know, liberals hating on conservatives. There was just a lot of talk about
it. Yeah, because that doesn't go both ways.
Yeah.
All right.
And so they postponed the movie. And so now it's coming out, and with everything that's happening, not everything in the news, but everything with like the run-up to the election and the primaries, this is a very charged political movie. It's about liberals versus conservatives, you know, Democrats, Republicans, who are entrenched in their lane and in their worldview fighting against each other. And the liberals are the bad guys, the lefty yeah. Democrats.
Which you'd think it would be, you know, you'd think yeah. like the Second Amendment people yeah. would be the ones with the guns and yeah. not the wimpy liberals.
Yeah.
And you know, then they yeah. turned that upside down.
And you're rooting for the, you know,
you're rooting,
the
you
Second
want
Amendment.
these poor conservatives yeah. to live.
Yes. And
no one should be hunted.
And, you know, I'm not going to say anything about sort of where the movie goes, but it's lovely to watch sort of this mirror of what is actually happening. Like in a very heightened way, you're seeing, you know, politics are driving you and your own mirror, your own bubble that you are living in.
Bubble.
Hashtag bubble brother. And where it goes from there is delightful. It's intriguing.
You're saying this is a delightful murder movie.
Well, here's also the disclaimer for people. So this is not a good movie if you are sensitive to things like
murder,
extreme violence.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah. Is it graphic?
Oh yeah. So this is produced by Blumhouse, who makes like Paranormal Activity and The Purge and movies like that. Mm. So when you die in this movie, you die. You know, it's not like, oh, someone
it's
died
an
off
event.
Screen.
Is it comical?
It's satirical.
Okay.
So you can't say it's comical. It's not played for laughs. It's played for, oh, God! You know, it's played for shock.
Right.
It's played for surprise. It's played
But it's
for...
so over the top. That's...
Yes.
Okay, that's yeah. what I'm getting at. All
like,
right.
There's a scene involving a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And it's not like you get shot in the leg. Ow. You get shot through the neck. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Got it.
I see.
You know? So don't
Spoiler
see this
alert.
Movie.
Is it
you...
R? It must be R.
It's X.
Oh,
I think, no,
it's a hard R.
Yeah, it's probably a hard R. It's, you know, it toes that line between action, thriller, adventure. But in terms of like enjoyment of the movie.
You're such a sick man.
But there's this thing, you know.
Love this.
Have you ever looked at a Tarantino movie?
Yes.
Looked at the violence in that. And been like,
loved it.
I love it because it's so
over
the top.
And right.
That yes, it's totally
I
violent.
I mean, Lucy Liu, come
yes.
on, like
so that's what I'm talking
to see
about.
Your brain.
That's what I'm talking about. Or
who doesn't want that
the kind of the dramatic.
Spoiler.
Wait, what happens with Lucy Liu? You can't spoil a 20-year-old movie. That's
yes,
past
correct.
The limitation, right? The statute of limitations
100%.
On spoilers has got to be
5 years,
5 minutes. Now.
Okay, five
no,
minutes.
No. So yeah. So if that. For you is an acceptable level of violence and gore.
Then no problem with this.
Yeah, this is not slasher. This is not torture.
Okay. Okay.
Those kind of movies. But the cast is great. It's also really surprising because because it's sort of this hunting movie. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't even know often, like, is this character going to make it? Because it's like this ensemble.
Oh, there's
of
no,
people.
Like, hero who's
yeah,
clearly.
No, yeah, yeah.
If so that guy goes, this yeah. movie's over.
Yes, yes. So that's also really nice because it keeps you on your toes.
And quite frankly, none of them have to survive.
None of them have
I
to
mean,
survive. Maybe none of them. Maybe none of them do. Maybe
oh.
all of them do.
Maybe.
We don't know. Maybe it was all
like,
a dream.
It sounds like some people die. Yeah, but if it's from the guy from Lost, then it was definitely all a dream. They were all dead, and that was purgatory.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
what do you give The Hunt?
So I give The Hunt. I mean, I think there's parts of it that are a little cartoonish, and there's parts that are really, I feel, on point. So I give this movie 4 bagels smeared with deplorables.
Oh.
That's a term.
As in basket of.
As in smeared nice. With a basket. Actually, just a basket of bagel
smeared
with deplorables. That's what I give it. 4 out of 5. We've now determined it. It's
yes.
a 5.
4 out of 5.
Bagel
so you,
very
you
interesting
really
word
I enjoyed
choice.
It.
Wow.
I think, you know, get out there. Maybe nobody else will be at the movies.
Probably not.
So
I mean, you'll probably be alone.
It.
All the popcorn's for you. You
enjoy
know?
It. Next week, I was going to review A Quiet Place, but apparently that movie has been delayed, so we will see what next week will hold.
All right.
In the meantime, be safe. Happy birthday, Hannah. Go to Bats Improv and visit CoreyRosen.com.
And at Mr. Bagel 44.
And at Mr. Bagel 44. Let's see if I can get another 5 followers today.
That'd be great.
Well,
thank
I
you,
know
Corey.
How you can get another 5 followers.
Wow.
Have Mr. Bagel, have Bagel Tummy sing us out.
Happy birthday, dear Hannah.
Oh, lucky day for
Happy
Hannah.
Birthday to you.
My bagel joined in.
Bagel, nice one.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, this was a fun show.
Well, I would point out to people who are saying, oh my God, I'm so overdone with the coronavirus thing. I would point out that As far as the conversations about it, they will slow down.
Yes.
Because
it's a news cycle.
It's becoming like this is going to be with us for a minute.
People get sick of stuff really fast.
So we expect that the news cycle will move on and we'll have other things to discuss.
I was thinking that tomorrow, we can't do this because it would be impossible, but I was thinking we should try to do like a corona-free Friday, but then I thought that seems...
Soon. I'm telling you, it's coming. Where this is just, look, everything's in place. Yep. People know what is, and we'll
move
on.
Doing their part to make it not happen to them and their loved ones, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and, of course, part of the ANN.
Thank you.
For being on today and talking a little bit about the coronavirus. Thank you, Scott Capurro, for calling in all tweaked and freaking out. And, And thank you to Corey Rosen for the wonderful review of The Hunt. If you know you're thinking, I got to go to a movie, sounds like you'll be alone.
And thanks to the lady who sent the cashmere onesie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That was a unicorn cashmere. I guess somebody was listening went to the site. That's a pricey item. The onesie, I got a full length. It looks like just a regular cardigan sweater and then goes all the way down to your feet. Not this is a high quality piece of clothing. Unicorn cashmere.
So you got to wear that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a, you know.
I'm happy.
I can wear that to a ball.
I expect you to post from the compound in the new cashmere.
I will post. I'll do a catwalk thing when I get home. I'll have John film me.
Great.
He'll be like, what's going on here? Let's get you out of that thing.
Oh, I'm excited.
So thanks.
For that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. all right, have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.